So this is what's bugging me. We know that Alabama's unemployment rate has been dropping, but there's another number. It's actually part of calculating the unemployment rate. It's called the labor force. Officially, it's the number of people with jobs plus the number of unemployed people who looked for work in the last month. It's like the labor force is the entire statewide team employers can draw on to build cars, teach in schools, build buildings. The thing is, people are leaving the team. It's been happening over the last 2 years, slowly at first, and then it started picking up a year ago. So even though the unemployment rate is getting better in Alabama, almost 70,000 people stopped working or stopped looking for work in the last 2 years. Here's the kicker. You look at the surrounding states over that same time period, and you don't see that drop. So where are these people going? Sounds like a question for your friendly neighborhood labor economist.
Hey.
This is Sarah Helms, an economist at Samford University.
There's something there that is a little bit disturbing. That's not how you want to lower your unemployment rate.
She says we know recessions can cause people to retire. Others go back to school. Unemployed workers become discouraged and just stop looking for work. But trying to figure out specifically what's driving Alabama, well, we don't really have good data to figure that out.
All these numbers are calculated on different calendars and by different agencies. We can look at these raw numbers and we can hypothesize about what's going on. It's actually incredibly difficult to get to the heart of the matter in real time. That's frustrating as an economist and I'm sure as a reporter.
So I guess, you know, from your point of view, what are you comfortable saying could be behind this, the fact that Alabama behaves differently than the other southeastern states? And is there anything you're comfortable saying?
Wow.
Helms says it's important to note the country as a whole saw its labor force plummet in the recession, and all the southeastern states are in this kind of historically low range. But for Alabama, maybe it has something to do with the state's immigration law, although that's a big maybe. Maybe having the state's largest county and municipal bankruptcy is dragging things down, but that's a big maybe.
I'm a good economist. I have six hands, and on the one hand and on the other and on the other.
So, for another hand, I took the question to Ahmed Ijaz, an economist at the University of Alabama.
Your perspective, is that noteworthy? Is that something to pay attention to?
No, it's because of a combination of different factors.
He points to the same ideas, retirees, people going back to school, discouraged workers. But again, this is from the national picture. Ijaz says maybe people are relocating to other southeastern states, and that's why their labor forces are trending upward. But we won't know for sure for a couple of years. He does point out states' economies are structured differently, and that affects how the numbers move.
For example, Florida is very heavy into services-type jobs, and services is one of the sectors that is adding jobs, whereas Alabama has a lot more manufacturing jobs.
So we're kind of in a situation where we see the forest, but we can't see the trees very clearly. And it makes me wonder, what do the people in state government think, the people who talk about bringing jobs to Alabama?
My name is Tom Surtees. I'm the director of the Alabama Department of Industrial Relations.
He says the shrinking labor force is concerning, but not unexpected. Still, he says every Alabamian should have the chance to get a job, and the state is trying to create the opportunity.
We're working every day, bringing in, working with employers, possible employers, existing employers to bring jobs to Alabama. And as jobs come in, people come into the state with them. So we will see a growth in our workforce.
Surtees says Alabama is coming out of the recession faster than surrounding states, and that's true if you look at our unemployment rate. But he acknowledges that's not the case if you look at the actual number of people employed or looking for work. So this whole fixation on labor force, does it even matter then if the unemployment rate is dropping?
Well, you can have an unemployment rate of zero if no one is looking for a job.
That's economist John Norris with Oakworth Capital Bank. He says a shrinking labor force generally means fewer people earning paychecks.
That's ordinarily not in the recipe for vibrant economic growth.
So we really do need more people earning paychecks, more people buying products and services. So fewer people with resources is a problem.
That's a real problem. Yes, it's great if the unemployment rate has fallen, but at the same time, we want to make sure that the number of employed keeps on going up. And right now, we're not really seeing that.
The number of employed. All right. A new number to puzzle over. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.